It was quite a summer for three special Takeaway listeners who were sharing with us their experience of surviving breast cancer. Now that autumn's chill is in the air, we can look back to some important days for the three women who have learned to value every single day. September 2nd, Lisa Eccles checks in on a late summer day with some exciting news.
I look forward to Thursday, which will be a big day for me. It will be my birthday. September the 4th will be my birthday. I turn 47. I'm so excited to be approaching that day because it could have been totally different.
A summer marked in birthdays. Lisa's on September 4th. Another birthday back in July.
I am so thankful to be able to see my daughter turn 25 today.
That was July 29th, the day of joy and reflection for Lisa.
My mother did not get a chance to see me at the age of 25. And I see my daughter here at the age of 25. It just feels so good to me to be here. Today I cry tears of joy because I'm living in a moment that my mother did not see. And I thank God that I'm still here.
2 days earlier, our friend young Crystal Miller checked in. July 27th, a day of hard work in a summer of hard choices.
I got up at 6, got on the prayer line, showered, dressed, went to radiation, went to see my medical oncologist to tell her about the lump, went to work. On my lunch break, went to the ultrasound, went back to work, came home, spoke to my doctor about my results. It's just, you know, it's a lot for one person sometimes.
Crystal, at age 28, pushes on, but she knows enough to realize that out there, her community supports her. People being tested like her, getting results like her, good news and bad. Just take each day as it comes.
But I know there's always somebody going through worse than I am. So I keep pushing and I keep getting up every morning and doing it. I guess until the day that this is behind me.
It is Thursday, August 21st. Yesterday, Wednesday, August 20th, was my last chemo. Today was my last Neulasta shot. And tomorrow is my birthday. I will be 55 years young.
Our third friend, Anita Coleman, in late August. This is her second time around with cancer. She takes the days with maybe more seasoning and wisdom than Crystal and Lisa. Her future has become the present.
I always remember and treasure the valleys that I go through because it's such a dynamic view when I get to the mountaintop and I look back over where I've come and I look to the horizon and I see what I've accomplished.
August 21st was a day for Anita to reach back to so many of you who have shared their stories and been touched by Anita's positive good humor at our Under Her Skin Facebook group. Her message? Something positive, of course.
All of you who are starting the journey, in the middle of the journey, ending the journey, know that it is a journey. It will take you to different heights because when you pull through this journey, there is no battle that you will ever lose again.
Team Anita, Lisa, and Crystal, they've given us 6 months of their precious lives in our series, Under Her Skin, Living with Breast Cancer. For all of you who want to join the conversation, you can visit our Facebook group at facebook.com and type in Under Her Skin. You can also hear more from our friends and your friends by visiting our site dedicated to their stories at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.